Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, also on Gab the same way, and on Parler as at the Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can go and check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. But right now, it's time to bring Kyle Warren in for hour number two. And, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a Democratic congressman talked about the fact that, an NBC News historian brutally mocked Senator Josh Hawley yesterday, comparing him to Senator Joe McCarthy because of what?
Well, evidently, Michael Beschloss, who's a presidential historian on NBC News, tweeted out somehow that Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, pointed his finger menacingly at Merrick Garland, and he included the question, Beschloss did, that is, what U.S. senator in history pointed menacingly at witnesses like this? And of course, he's trying to talk about Joe McCarthy, right? Back in the 50s, basically, 40s and 50s. But gee, I don't know, Captain, has any other senator ever pointed a finger at a witness?
Kennedy comes to mind.
Yeah, or
Joe Biden comes to mind.
Well, sure, because a lot of these things, you know, now this is a commonly used gesture to a great degree.
Yep.
But now suddenly, because it's a Republican, it's McCarthyism.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, here we go. We're going to circle back. Time to circle back.
Roger that.
All righty. We're circling back, everybody. And the reason we're circling back is because of this report that I'm about to tell you about. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was pressed on the COVID-19 bill, setting aside most of the school funds that are in it until 2021, after 2021. Now, yesterday we found out Steve Scalise told us they had $68 billion sitting there to help open the schools this year, and not one dime has been spent.
Well, it begs the question, do they want to open the school?
No.
Anytime soon?
No.
Nope. Not at all. And it's interesting, too, Captain, because Jen Psaki was talking about the idea, well, they got to kind of keep the money there because there could be budget cuts, basically, and that they want to be able to hire bus drivers and teachers for next time. And I'm just paraphrasing here. She says, you know, like, just like any other business, they want to be able to know that they can plan ahead for next year. And I'm thinking, that's just rich. That's rich beyond everything here, because there are businesses. They can't plan for next year. How about restaurant owners? How about other businesses that have been shut down or completely devastated by all the shutdowns? They can't plan. And of course, the taxes are going to go up. How do we know how to plan for that? I mean, come on. I was going to say it. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Now, a former HHS assistant secretary shared an optimistic timeline about a return to normal. I actually saw his interview tonight on Fox News, but he was on earlier in the day on another network. And he said that because of the lowering of the COVID cases by some 77%, that the herd immunity would be possible by the end of April. And this is tremendous news, but right away, little Dr. Fauci and company go, oh, no, wait a minute, we can't do anything until the end of the year. Oh, we got to wait till the end of the year. Oh, and even Biden gave an even more facetious statement.
Well, yeah, and of course, now the idea from Dr. Fauci is that, well, we'll be wearing masks until 2022 and all the things, Captain, that we were concerned
about.
I
got his mask.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well,
I got his mask. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, again, all the stuff that we're concerned about, you know, in terms of how they continue to sort of move these goalposts, is really, really something. And, it's unfortunate that, again, people want to know how to get back to normal. But then even Fauci, when asked about getting back to normal, he says, well, I don't know quite how to talk about that. If you mean prior to COVID, well, of course everyone means prior to COVID. What other kind of normal are we talking about? But here comes the Build Back Better, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Build back better. That's just like the circling back, all that nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, there was a former Bill Clinton advisor who was on with Tucker last night who warned about the U.S. shift towards totalitarianism and talking about all the different things that were going on, especially when it came to the schools and the American individualism and America First policies and all that stuff, but they were trying to get rid of all that stuff, bury it, and start over again. You know, God forbid if we're going to be America First in this country. God forbid.
Well, right, yeah, and part of the stuff that she was talking about was the idea of these emergency powers and that they kind of never tend to go away once they're brought out.
That's very true. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, Dr. Mark Siegel also had something to say yesterday. And then we're going to talk about that airplane engine on the United Airlines plane. We've got a little bit of information there. I found something out yesterday from our buddy Bo at the National Aviation Academy, and I'm going to tell you what I found out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back everybody to The Captain's America, Third Watch, and I am talking with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and good morning again, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Yes, sir, there you are. I had to flip the little button on your end, huh? Because my button was flipped. There. Now, the NTSB has started their early probe into the United flight with the exploding engine. And there's been something that's been revealed. And I'm just going to read this, and then I'm going to tell you what my friend Bo Browning told me from the National Aviation Academy, who happens to be a certified Class A aviation maintenance tech with 20-plus years experience. It said, the NTSB said, the inlet and cowling separated from the engine, and two fan blades were fractured, and the rest of the blades exhibited damages to the tips and the edges. That reveals the engine was damaged, it had stress damage to it before this incident happened, which means that they might have reached the end of the life of the engine and not known it. And you really got to be really meticulous when you go into the engine. This is what Bo was telling me. You really got to be really meticulous when you go into the engine to check it for these certain procedures. They go in there with little mirrors and little magnifying glasses and all this stuff to look for any type of stress cracks and whatnot.
Right.
But these blades already had stress cracks on them.
Well, exactly. And that, again, that brings up this idea of metal fatigue.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's not even something, as far as I know, that you can see. Sometimes they have special equipment that's able to determine those little cracks. Yeah.
Yeah. So those people, again, they were so lucky that they had the pilot that they did to get that plane back on the ground, because I'm telling you, that was going to be a catastrophe and nobody would have survived, I do not believe.
Well, again, it's a real tribute to the training of the pilots, the flight crew,
yep,
everybody involved in order to get that plane back down safely. And this is one of the reasons why they have these, you know, a lot of training in the simulators and so forth. And so, you just got to keep your head, your wits about you. We've seen some real heroic things done in our plane issues like this.
Well, yeah. This pilot, in my opinion, is another pilot you can classify with Sully.
Yeah.
Because what this pilot did to get this, and by the way, this plane lost a lot of elevation.
Well, sure, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the explosion, and you're talking about the cowling. Well, that landed in somebody's front yard.
Yeah. And what part of it went through somebody's vehicle.
Yep.
And some pieces went into a house. We were told there wasn't any structural damage. Well, there was. There were several pieces of it went into houses.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right. Now, Dr. Mark Siegel, who is a medical consultant for Fox News, I think that's who he's with, talked about COVID and the 500,000 deaths milestone. And he says, keep in mind, this is the tale of two different pandemics. What's he talking about?
Well, I think he's talking about the pandemic almost 100 years ago, correct?
Right.
Yeah, with the Spanish flu, basically. And you had 500 million people infected, right, and millions and millions dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your state. California Governor Newsom admits that the vaccine rollout has had some problems in the Black and Latino communities, and the Republicans are hopping mad about that, and they want an explanation. All of this in lieu of the recall election that's looming right now.
Well, sure. Yeah, he's definitely having to fight on, you know, these different fronts here, basically. The governor's been out. He's been doing a lot of press, a lot of every time you turn on the TV, it's like you see Gavin Newsom on there. But he has been talking about trying to roll out the vaccine, and especially the disproportionate. He's talked about the disproportionate effect not only of sickness, in terms of contracting COVID, but also of economic impact as well. So he's definitely fighting a political battle on that.
Now, what would you say if I told you they had a GOP poll down here for popularity, and they had Governor Ron DeSantis, they had Senator Marco Rubio, they had Senator Rick Scott, and they had all the congressmen and women, all the Republicans in the poll? Who would have come out at the top?
Well, I'm wondering about maybe Governor DeSantis at this point.
Way in the lead. Number one most popular Republican in the state of Florida.
Very cool. Very interesting. Well, and again, because he's because of what's going on with COVID, keeping Florida open, all these kinds of things, sure.
Now, El Chapo's wife, who apparently is not very smart, her name is Ispero. She was arrested for alleged involvement in drug trafficking. In other words, she was trying to carry on the family tradition, I guess.
Yeah, it would appear so. That's right. And, she was arrested. International trafficking charges. Yep. She's 31 years old. In Virginia, she was taken into custody. Yeah.
And El Chapo's in jail, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so maybe they can be cellmates. No, I'm just kidding. That'll never happen. Now, Democrats are waging an obvious assault on the First Amendment with two Democratic House lawmakers demanding answers from cable television providers on the role they play in the spread of dangerous misinformation when it comes to news networks like Fox News and, God forbid, Newsmax. We can't have them on because they're telling the truth, but they're spreading false information, even though they're telling the truth, but it's false information.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, here we go again. Many years ago, Fox News, they had the little saying, "We report, you decide," that
right.
Kind of thing. That's scary to some people in the sense that people are going to decide about things. So maybe they feel that, well, they just need to decide before you ever.
Then they went to fair and balanced when they father backed off a little bit.
That's right.
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. But to have someone else decide what you can hear, that's actually the most scary thing. And unfortunately, this is gaining traction with under the guise that, well, you've got misinformation and so forth. But, you know, Captain, this is the marketplace and the news and the things that are happening. And, you know, people are able to decide what's going on. But if somebody is going to decide for them, then that's where we run into a real problem here.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier about Merrick Garland, the nominee for the Attorney General's office, and Senator Lindsey Graham hit Mr. Garland very hard yesterday for not calling James Comey a terrible FBI chief. But just to add some insult to all of that, the AG nominee Garland vowed the Capitol riot would be a top priority because of the armed insurrection. They keep talking about an armed insurrection. Do you know how many people got arrested with weapons that were considered to be armed?
How many?
24.
24 people. Wow.
Yeah, armed insurrection with 24 people.
Well, but again, that's also part of a narrative. We always condemned what happened at the Capitol and so forth, but there's no doubt that the Democrats have and will continue to use it as a political springboard. And again, these are the kinds of things that are supposed to draw us all together, that we can all agree that this was wrong, this was bad, these people need to go to jail, this needs to happen, this kind of thing. But yet, again, it becomes another thing that simply gives fuel to the idea that, you know, that their political narrative is the one that's going to win out here.
Yeah, and again, when you take a look at this, somebody's investigating the investigators right now because we heard the comment about John Durham, which was kind of a little delayed reaction from Mr. Garland. But again, I don't know what he's – I still don't know what he's doing or what he's going to find, if anything.
Well, that's right. That's right. And because there's been very little, you know, slim to nothing coming out of that whole investigation, you know, kind of unlike some of the other investigations we've seen done. So we just don't know. One would think he'd just lower the boom at some point or something like that. But the idea, as you said, who investigates the investigators? And that's another key issue. That's why he needs to stay and get to the end of the road.
Well,
and find out.
That's what he was supposed to be doing. He was investigating the investigators.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and so far, we're just all led to guess as to what's going on, and you get into trouble when you do guessing, so I would like to think that maybe something positive will come out of it. Don't know what it is, but I would settle at this point for somebody to say that Comey was a crook and dishonest, and you go right down the list of the FBI folks that were there right along with him.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, the president has his new office called 45 Office. That's the website, 45office.com. And we're going to tell you what it is he's doing with that. It's fixing to get real interesting. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus infections in the U.S. continue to fall, even as the nation passes 500,000 deaths from the virus. Daily cases, deaths, and hospitalizations all remain on the decline from a peak in mid-January. Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the CDC, and he tells CNN that while cases are dropping now, it's vital to continue mitigation efforts to prevent another surge in infections and the development of more variants.
The point here is to keep up what we're doing, to track very closely, and recognize that masking up is here to stay for many more months, that avoiding sharing indoor air with others is very important, and as we begin to loosen up things, we need to keep a close track on how things are going, ramping up testing and tracing, and being ready to dial it back if we see explosives spread again.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GC.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this prime portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that lower windshield of yours if it's got a chip or a crack in it. And all you got to do is give it an inspection. And if it's chipped or cracked, you get $100 put in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Also, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a brand new premium quality windshield with a warranty, and put $100 right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain, Matt Bruce. Just give them a call. 813-96-GLASS, that's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, that masked man. All right, well, the president has got a website called 45office.com. Have you seen it?
I did go there the other day, and it looked like it was a front page so far, but they're expanding it, though.
Right, and he has it's a newly formed office of the former president of the United States, 45office.com, the website. He's putting press releases there, different things. He still, of course, has got DonaldJTrump.com, but this website here is the official site that he'll be using, because what he's doing right now is he's going to attempt to grow and influence the GOP, plus help new candidates that come along and give them a winning pat on the back in a way that they can go out there and use some of the experience that President Trump had, former President Trump, to get themselves elected to office.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, sort of how this all sort of pans out. You know, we're again in uncharted waters. We were in uncharted waters when he came down the escalator with Melania, way back then. And then in uncharted waters when he was elected president. We're in uncharted waters again now in the former presidency of Donald Trump. And that is because it's the idea of kind of like, stay tuned. What's he going to do next? And these poll numbers that we've seen, Captain, have stayed pretty strong for him in terms of Trumpism, what he represents, this kind of thing. And that's not going to go away anytime soon. So I think he will be able to have some influence, but that's also going to bring a lot of opposition, continued opposition. Some Democrats are just giddy because they get to talk about Donald Trump all the time then, instead of trying to talk about Joe Biden, which is not a lot to talk about sometimes.
Speaking of being giddy, I'm getting a little bit sick of little Dr. Fauci coming on about every other day and changing the narrative again.
Yeah, well, sure. Well, sure. Well, yes, that's right. The political divisions helped spread COVID or this other kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Or move the goalposts again, you know, just wherever they want them to be. It's almost as if, you know, there's just nothing we can sort of take to the bank on all of this. And that's what I think is making a lot of people, I don't want to say upset, but concerned that we're not seeing the wheels turning the way they really should be. We are all told we're supposed to get a vaccine. Well, here comes the vaccine, but oh, wait a minute. Nope. It's not really going to do what you think it's going to do. And on it goes.
Well, the gentleman that I told you about, the assistant HHS secretary, his name was Brian Harrison, and he just absolutely blew Fauci and company out of the water by saying that what they were doing was working and that everything was on a path when he left to have the herd immunity in place by the end of April, and with the cases dropping off the way they have, 77% fewer cases than there were last year at this time, that he expects some really good things to happen. And here's Fauci yesterday going, well, you're probably going to have to wear a mask the rest of 2021 and into 2022. Well, we're doing good, but we're going to have to do more. We're going to have to do better. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, sure. And I would say that, you know, because there's not Donald Trump in the Oval Office pushing Dr. Fauci and pushing the whole thing to keep, you know, in other words, push it forward. We've got to get results. We've got to get the vaccine. We've got to get this. We've got to get businesses reopened up. We've got to figure this thing out. Dr. Fauci now can sort of luxuriate in the notion that he can kind of come out and just say whatever he wants to say, evidently, and there's no sense of urgency, basically. And that's what President Trump had. He was derided for it, but now it's going to be, someday things will get better.
Now, in the not-too-distant future, there's going to be a virtual tribute to Rush Limbaugh, a celebration of life planned for Rush Limbaugh for the entire world to participate in. I believe it's going to be some sort of live internet event.
Yeah, I believe so. I'm sure people can, you know, log in or you know, access the stream and this kind of thing. And that'll be, I think, you know, cathartic for a lot of folks who Rush just had such a major impact on not just broadcasters or broadcasting, but people across the highways and byways of the land. This all started when he began his radio show and began to go national, and people would say, who is this guy? But he's saying things that make a lot of sense, or he's saying things that nobody else is saying. And so that's where this major impact of Rush has been felt, I think. And anybody, Captain, who can do what he did for some 30 years is just amazing. And to take the flack that he took.
I remember when my wife and I first heard him on the radio, and we did hear him in Kansas City. We had no idea who we were listening to, but his name wasn't Rush Limbaugh. He went by Rusty something or another. I can't remember what the last part of the name was, but we did hear him on the radio. And when he came to New York, and I was in New York at the Fire Department of New York, assigned there as an instructor, the fact of the matter is that We heard him again when he came to WABC, and I said, my God, we know that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, and something, too, about Rush is that, you know, he changed over the years in the sense of the show got better, it got more influential, he continued to set the pace for other broadcasters and shows that came after him, but Rush never varied from that, from the bedrock principles that literally sell themselves. You know, it's something, he took something that was so universal and was able to encapsulate it every single day in a new way, in a way maybe you hadn't thought of before, apply it in a way that you might not have thought of before, and that's what really kept him at the top of his game.
Now, do you remember the 2019 shooting at the Florida military base in Pensacola, Florida? Saudi Arabian student pilot,
yes.
Saudi Arabia now, the country of Saudi Arabia, is being sued by the victims of the shooting at the Pensacola naval base. And fact of the matter is, I don't know what's going to happen there, but the government, Saudi Arabian government, were the ones that said, oh, he's okay, he's all right, he's been vetted, we can let him in, because at the time that's what they were doing. They were not, we weren't doing any vetting at all. The governments that were sending these people here were doing it for us.
Well, right. Well, part of what the suit is about is that they're saying that they allege that Saudi Arabia understood about the associations that this person had and radicalization and so forth. Yeah.
Okay, now I got a question for you. Do you drink Coca-Cola?
Well, yeah, like a lot of people. Yeah, enjoy a good Coke every once in a while.
Are you going to continue to drink it now that you know that Coke is conducting employee seminars to be less white?
Well, it's really kind of shocking, don't you think?
I think it's absolutely asinine.
Yeah, it's really shocking. And it seems like it's existing now in a space that's just kind of going way, way, way too far. Because everybody wants to get along. Everybody wants to understand people better. Everybody wants people to have opportunity. And that's another thing that Rush always talked about, people getting opportunities to do things. But stuff that sounds almost overtly racist on its face, I don't know if that's the direction we're supposed to go.
Right. And by the way, the folks in San Francisco, including Dianne Feinstein, can now breathe a sigh of relief because San Francisco has canceled their plan to rebrand the schools.
Well, there's been a lot of kickback on this, you know, and, you know, come on, Dianne Feinstein, really, you know, she has to be canceled too, along with Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much.
All right, and finally, before we go to break, Joe Biden said he was arrested for trespassing at the Capitol when he was in his early 20s.
I saw that, yeah. Who knows? What do you make of that?
I don't believe him. I don't believe him. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and another Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Stop on by and check out the Arby's, the Chester's Chicken, the Dairy Queen, the Denny's, the McDonald's, the Pizza Hut, the Subway, the Taco Bell, the Wendy's, or the Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill restaurant they have there. Maybe even, get this, maybe even something different too. All righty, here we go. Going to get it kicked off. Alrighty, back in the day, that was that was Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine back in the early days of when they were around there, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, that one goes back to 1985.
Yeah, and I remember when she was very seriously hurt. Their bus was involved in a big time wreck up in Pennsylvania on a snowy road. They were headed somewhere to a concert, and she broke her back and was out of commission for a while, but she came back as good or better than ever. But boy, back in the early days there, you couldn't keep up with her.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, they came on the scene, and they had a great sound, and they took the world by storm.
All right, here we go. A storm system will continue, producing strong winds and snow, heavy in places across the Northwest. Snow from this system will extend across the upper Midwest. Locally heavy rain could cause flooding in western Washington state. And we do have snow way up in Maine tonight and some fog in the southeast. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. In Nevada tonight, we do have a lake wind advisory. This coming down I-80 near Pyramid Lake as you head west towards Reno or south towards Reno. You've also got a lake wind advisory. This in the Lake Tahoe area, also extending across I-80 as you enter into California and a little bit south of Lake Tahoe there. We do have a storm, winter storm warning and so forth, flood watch going on in the Seattle area right now as well, wind advisory. Also along I-84 there in Washington and southern Washington, northern Oregon. In Idaho, we do have a winter weather advisory. This along I-90 outside of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Also, we do have a wind advisory that's down on I-15. This is going to be in the Pocatello area, also Idaho Falls. We do have a lot of high winds in Montana tonight. Also, a winter weather advisory. This is going to be in the Butte area, also the Helena area as well. Wyoming, a lot of wind tonight as well, especially if you're coming along I-25, I-80 near Cheyenne.
All right, North Dakota tonight, we got snow the northern half of the state up to the Canadian border. We got wind in the southwest corner and coming out of Rapid City, some high winds there on I-94. I-94 winds in the western part of the state of North Dakota. Now, when you get over into Minnesota, there's a line of snow that comes across just a little bit north of Minneapolis right now, but it's about 3 to 5 inches worth of snow going all the way over to Duluth, which continues over into the northwest corner of Wisconsin tonight, so be advised of that. Now, way up in Maine, we've got some snow up in there right now, about 4 to 5 inches of snow there, gale warning on down towards Cape Cod, and then we do have some areas of dense fog tonight, South Carolina on up into North Carolina, I-95 up South Carolina from the Georgia line all the way to the North Carolina line, including up around Florence, I-20, going out of there west towards Columbia. And then the southeastern corner along the coastline, Atlantic coastline, in North Carolina. And then down in Georgia, Valdosta West on down into Tallahassee and down along the coastline there just west of Live Oak. You've got some dense fog that takes you over towards Tallahassee tonight, right about where U.S. 27 goes north. And that's pretty much what we got with the weather looking at things right now, and it's not as bad as what it has been, and the temperatures have warmed up into Texas. Temperatures are in the 70s over there, Kyle.
Well, that's right. They're getting some good relief, but there's still a lot of issues going on, especially in places like Houston. Yeah.
All right. And go ahead and tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the Radidio.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And we look forward to talking to him again tomorrow night. In the meantime, on the telephone line now coming up, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. Governor Cuomo, could he possibly get himself into any more trouble? I mean, we got something else at surface now, but we'll just kind of stick with what brought us into this, and that's the nursing home scandal. But we also have something else going on there, too. So what the heck's going on in New York? Does anybody know?
So he knows. We'll just put it that way. He knows.
but, you know, it's he's going to deny. So now it's going to come down to the state AG, and it's going to come down to the Department of Justice. At this point, though, when it comes to the Department of Justice, I hold no faith that anything's going to happen. Maybe with the state attorney, with the state attorney general, or not the one in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But no, it's
well.
And if you listen to just 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
of the confirmation hearing
mm-hmm.
yesterday,
yeah, it was really strange.
For our attorney general or a new attorney general of the Department of Justice, you know, we're in worse trouble than we can define.
Yeah. Yeah. His answers were remarkable. Well, I don't know. I haven't paid attention. I can't answer. I'm not sure. I mean, how can you say that?
Well, you know, when you go for a confirmation hearing, the one thing that's supposed to happen is that you study.
Yep.
Because, you know, you're going to be asked these questions. So he knows the answer. He mm-hmm. just refused to, you know, tell us what they were.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, it's a shame because we'll get into that a little bit when we come back after the top of the hour break here. But, you know, going back to New York, Cuomo is in trouble. They're going to censure him. The Democratic Party is going to censure him, which means he will have no say in Democratic state politics in New York State when they get done censuring him.
Well, the next thing is, you know, is he going to be impeached?
That's possible because there are Democrats that are in on that.
Yes.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So we'll see. And if that happens, then too bad, so sad. It could turn into another California situation, except in California, it's a recall over in New York. It would be an impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you can impeach a governor in California. Do you think you have to recall them? Is that the difference?
I do not know. I do not know, but they are working diligently on the signatures to have it well up. And they look like they exceed 2 million.
They are. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Grab yourself a cup of coffee or a donut or make a sandwich or whatever. But we'll be right back with a lot more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.